If you're looking for something to do in the near future, our next guest is joining me right now. It's called Greater Tuna. It's a performance at the Butte Theater in Cripple Creek, this historic Butte Theater. It's a really fun place to go to watch these plays. And Zach Cetano is joining me right now on the KRDO Newsline. Zach, thanks for the time. We really appreciate it. When is Greater Tuna going to be performing?
Greater Tuna runs every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday up here in Cripple Creek. We have 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. performances on Wednesday and Saturday, and 7 p.m. performances Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and 1 p.m. performance on Sunday.
Excellent. How much are tickets, by the way?
Well, right now we're running a deal here at the Butte. It's buy one, get one half off for any price level, and then if you show up in your Western clothing, it is buy one, get one free. So adult tickets are $24. Senior and military tickets are $20.
Excellent. Now, we've got about, five pairs of two, right, to give away for this performance. So we have those here today. If you want to go, we're going to put you on a VIP list that I'm going to be emailing to you, Zach. So if you'd like to go, we have those tickets available. It's something to do this weekend. Let's talk about the performance. Oh, by the way, you can call us at 719-473-1240 for those free tickets if you'd like to go. Greater Tuna is a hysterical little show. Tell us about the performance and what it's all about.
So Greater Tuna is an off-Broadway show that's been running since the 1980s. It's about 1970s Texas. It's two actors that start off doing a radio broadcast and then kind of parlay into playing every character of Tuna, Texas, which is the third smallest town in Texas. So they each play about 10 different parts.
That sounds now tell me again, that actually is going to be a thing where two actors make up the whole town of Tuna and they're going to play 10 different parts. Is it funny?
Oh, Dan, I'm telling you, in the first act alone, one of the actors, I think, changes costumes about 15 times. So it is definitely not something I could do, but they have a lot of fun with it. And, so each actor is playing about 10 to 12 different parts and just back and forth. It's a really good time, runs just about 2 hours, and really quick and very comedic.
Excellent. And now we've got the phones lighting up right now. We're going to give away five pairs of two tickets, and all the lines are lit up right now. So it sounds like a lot of people are fun. Well, how many people can fit into the Butte Theater? How big is it?
I can fit 184 people, and if I push it, I could probably fit about 196.
190. And typically for, like, let's say a Saturday performance, how many people do you typically have in the theater?
Right now it's the numbers have been a little bit low, but we typically average between 50 and 80 people.
50 and 80, that's excellent. So it sounds like a lot of people really enjoy the theater. And again, this is in Cripple Creek. So if you want to go, we got several tickets to give away throughout the show tonight. And I got our first one. Joy Hart is going to be going up there. Is that right?
Amen.
Okay. And so I'm going to email you this list, by the way, so we can put them on the will call windows. How's that sound?
Absolutely. That sounds perfect.
Okay. So, how long is the show going to run as far as, like, for how many weeks is this going to be running? And then what is the next great thing that's going to happen at the Butte Theater?
So this show runs until September 17th, and then we are down for about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then we are putting up Mel Brooks's Young Frankenstein.
Oh my goodness! When does that start?
So that opens September 30th, and that runs all the way till October 30th. So that'll be running the entire month of October.
So that cast is probably rehearsing as we speak. Right? I mean, these days, aren't they?
You know what? They actually get up here in about a week to a week and a half. So they will start rehearsals then. They kind of put them through a trial by fire, get them up to 10,000 feet, and then put them on the stage singing and dancing.
Yeah, that is awesome. So we're going to have to hook up again right before that one, because I'm sure a lot of people are going to be interested to go to the Butte Theater in Cripple Creek. If people don't win tickets, but they want to go out and obviously buy tickets, what's a good website for people to learn more about that and to get their tickets?
A good website to get the tickets is ButteTheater.com.
Okay.
B Theater spelled T-H-E-A-T-E-R. Or you can call the box office at 719-689-6402, and that'll put you right through to me.
Excellent. So I'm going to actually text you the winners that we're going to get here today. And we've already had a number of people calling in. So good luck to you and the rest. Who's the other kid? What are the actors' names again?
Cole McKinley is one of the actors, and Noah Peacock.
And those are the two actors that make up the whole town of Tuna. I love this.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, Dan, if you get a chance, come up and see the show on me. It is hilarious.
Oh, that is so fun. All right, excellent. So give us the days that the performance is going to take place again.
It takes place Wednesday through Sunday with matinee shows Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday at 1 p.m. and evening shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7.
Okay, excellent. Zach, it's great catching up with you, and we'll look forward to talking about the many other great things happening at the Butte Theater in Cripple Creek. Thanks for joining us again. Look for my text
soon.
Thank you,
Dan.